Wednesday, the 5th of June, base 7, Rabbi Rafal Goldblatt. Good morning.
Thank you. Right, so as you know, there's a sugi in the Gemara, there's a machlokes in the poskim. La'alocha, it's accepted that, machlokes is exactly how far it goes, but la'alocha is accepted that we're allowed to daven mariv from plag hamincha, like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Brochas, dav chovav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can daven mincha until plag hamincha and mariv from plag hamincha on. The chachomim hold you can daven mincha until night and mariv only from then. The Gemara says, da'ovid kamar ovid, or da'ovid kamar ovid, whichever one you do, you're okay. Machlokes is exactly how to understand that. We're not going to go into it, but practically speaking, we are allowed, at least in certain cases, to daven mariv from plag hamincha. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim, how that impacts on other mitzvahs. It's a very wide-ranging machlokes. I have a list so far of 34 nafkaminas discussed in the poskim. We're not going to go through all of them. I'm sure there are many more. I only stopped because I just kept finding more, and I had to stop at some point. What we're going to discuss today is how that has impact on Sfiras HaOmer, the question of Sfiras HaOmer when you daven Mariv early, and davening Mariv early Shavuos. This year, not very negea because it's Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we anyway have to wait till night to daven Mariv. But in general, as well known, either for Mariv or for Kiddush, there are various minhagim. Some have the minhag, some don't have the minhag. Whether one can daven Mariv early or make Kiddush early Shavuos night, and why that would be, and how that is consistent with what we hold elsewhere. So the Gemara says in Brochas that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe not even according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can you daven Mariv from Plag HaMincha, you can also be Mekabel Shabbos from Plag HaMincha, you can make Kiddush from Plag HaMincha, and in cases of difficulty, you can make Havdalah from Plag HaMincha. Havdalah, the Rishonim point out, is going to cause problems, people might come to do Malacha, etc., and therefore Havdalah is only in cases where there really is no alternative, where you can't even make Havdalah until Tuesday. And you wouldn't be able to until the end of Tuesday, and therefore it's your only option. But Kiddush, we do that the whole time through the summer. We make Kiddush after Plag HaMincha, we Mekabel Shabbos, we daven Mariv, we make Kiddush, we have our Shabbos meal, and even when we finish the Shabbos meal, it may not yet be night. And with that, we yotze, according to most Rishonim. Machlokes Rishonim, how that affects other mitzvahs. It starts with the first Tosis in Brochas, about Kriyas Shema. When someone davens Mariv early, is he yotze Kriyas Shema or not? Machlokes in Tosfos. Rav Tam says he is. He's Yotze Kriyas Shema in the same way that he can be Yotze Mariv early, he can be Yotze Kriyas Shema early. And the Ri says, no, that's not true. It's a very specific machloikas to Mariv, Kabbalah Shabbos, but nothing else, and Kriyas Shema is different. What do we hold l'halacha? So, the Shulchan Aruch paskens everywhere that one has to say paskens a few times. You have to say Kriyas Shema again. If you daven Mariv early, you have to wait until Nacht and say Kriyas Shema again. Because Kriyas Shema is a chi of Doraisa, and for a Doraisa, we're not going to rely on Rabbeinu Tam, who says you can be Yotze from Plag HaMincha. Rabbeinu Tam says you can, with Machmir for the Ri, for Rashi, for the Rosh, for Rabbeinu Yonah, for the Rif, for the Ramban, for the Rashba, for the majority of Rishonim, we say you can't be Yotze Kriyas Shema. And therefore, although you can daven Mariv early, however, make sure to say Kriyas Shema again. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. That's fine. And that applies to most mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs that apply at night, for various reasons, not all, but for the same reason, but for various reasons, we would wait until Nacht, Seder night, Sukkos, etc.
When you end up saying, if you don't Kriyas Shema before Nacht, means that you end up saying Kriyas Shema three times that night.
You can, could be three times, or you can wait until till you go to bed to say it again. That's it,
then, yeah.
Correct.
Really, three times.
Correct. And when you go to bed, you only need to say one, the first parasha, then, don't you? That's Legabe Doraisas. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, with reference to mitzvahs derabbanan, I'm just racing through this because this is the introduction, and then we'll get to the real substance. With reference to mitzvahs derabbanan, the Shulchan Aruch writes in two places, in Hilchas Purim and in Hilchas Chanukah, that with reference to mitzvahs derabbanan, B'shas Hadchak, when you have no alternative, you can be Yotze Mitzvah Rabbonon from Plag HaMincha. So, for example, in 1948, when there was the British mandate in Eretz Yisrael, there was a curfew, no one was allowed out after sunset, and the Shiloh was asked to Rav Avadia Yosef, who was already an Av Beis Din, I think he was in his late 20s at the time, how are we going to lay Megillah? What are we going to do? Many people don't have a Megillah, can't lay Megillah by themselves. What are we doing with Megillah Purim night? And he has a long wide-ranging tshuva, and his conclusion is we'll rely on the Shulchan Aruch and we'll lay in Megillah at Plag HaMincha. With reference to Drabonons, we can rely on being going to the mitzvah from Plag HaMincha. So that applies to Megillah, that applies to Chanukah. It applies to the Issa of eating without having said Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham says, the Halacha is, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to eat a full meal if you haven't said Kriya Shema once it's the time to say Kriya Shema. Says the Magen Avraham, but if you said Kriya Shema after Plag, then you don't have to be so machmir in that question. So with reference to Drabonons, B'shas Hatchak, we rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and we say that you will go to all mitzvahs, all the ones we've discussed anyway, from Plag HaMincha. Question is, what about Sfiras HaOmer? We Paskin, most Rishonim Paskin, Sfiras HaOmer is a Drabonon. Sfiras HaOmer is manazer, there's no Korban HaOmer, it's only a Drabonon. Zecher Mikdosh, some it's called, and some Rishonim. It's a mitzvah Drabonon. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tov Peites Sif Beis that you cannot count Sfira until at least Shkia, and better to wait until Nacht. So that's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. HaMedaktikim, quoting in Shavuos HaRashba, the Medaktikim wait until Nacht to say Sfira Zayimer. If you're not a Medaktik, or it's a case of B'dievet, then you can count from Shkia. Before Shkia Sachama, when it's not even a Sofik night yet, from Plag HaMincha, that's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as any tzad. More than that, Mishnah Berurah says there are some kehillas where the minig is to say Sfira Zayimer from Plag HaMincha when they daven Mariv. He says that that minig is clearly based on the fact that they're davening Mariv then, everybody's going to forget otherwise, and you have to rely on the minority shitta, it's a Piskei Tosfos in Menachos, you have to rely on the minority opinion that you can be at Sfiras HaOmer, but one should not rely on this, and more than that, the Poskim say that if someone counted after Plag HaMincha, he can count again with a bracha later. He's not been Yotza. There is such a minig, if someone has such a minig, and otherwise he might forget and do whatever you need to do. But the Ikar HaDin is you're not Yotze at all, and even with reference to Brocha, you haven't been Yotze Sfiras HaOmer. Question is, why would that be? If we see in Mitzvahs Drabonon, Megillah, Chanukah, the Issa of eating before Kriya Shema, etc. In Mitzvahs Drabonon, B'shas HaTchak, you can be Yotze, so definitely must be at least a Sofik with regard to Brocha. Why would the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, this is the way the Noisy Kedem explained the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah says it more or less clearly, that you're not Yotze even Misofik, and you can make a Brocha again if you count it between Plag and Shkia. From Shkia, where it's a Sofik Laila, then you're Yotze B'dievet, and you can't make a Brocha if you count again. But between Plag and Shkia, you're not Yotze at all, unless it's clear that you're in a place where that's the Minhag for whatever reason. So what would be the difference? So, to understand, I want to analyze a little bit of why it is that Rabbeinu Tam holds, why it is that those Rishonim who say one can hold that you can be Yotze Mitzvahs Halayla when you've davened Mariv. So there's a number of tshuvas of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen speaks about several different shailas. He speaks about Avelus, he speaks about giving a get, because a get can't be given at night. He speaks about putting on tefillin, putting on a talis, hefsek tara, a number of different tshuvas. He says if someone's davened Mariv from Plag HaMincha, Asa'uhu Kalayla, the tzibur have treated it like night, and therefore, you can't do any of these things. He says, tzitzis you can put on, because why not? There's no issa putting on tzitzis at night, the Ari Shonim will hold you to the mitzvah deraisa at night, Machbeg Zerambam Rosh. Tfilin, he says you can't. Get, he says you can't. Avelos, if somebody starts Avelos after having done the marriage, starts shiva, his shiva only counted from the next day, and therefore he ends up sitting more than six and a bit days, possibly, depending on with the days. But in all these cases, Asa'uhu Kalailo, he's treated it like the night, and that's the halacha. In each of these individual cases, there's a nidin in the poskim, each one is open to discussion. However, the general klal that the translation sets out is, Asa'uhu Kalailo, you've made it like night, and that's it. Now, it's true, it's a sofik, as we've said, we're machmir, that you can't do the mitzvahs halaylo, midrairaisa at least, or midrabonon, unless it's a shasat chag. That's a chumra, because it's a machloikas. However, shittas Rabbeinu Tam is asa'u kalaylo, it's the night, that's it. The Taz asks a question, he doesn't directly ask the question on the Trumas Hadeshen, but his question is a question on the Trumas Hadeshen. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideh Simrei Samach Beis, if a baby is born Friday afternoon after the whole town have daven Mariv, when do you do the bris? The following Friday. Shulchan Aruch bringing it from a smag, that's the halacha. Even more, if a baby is born on Shabbos afternoon, after, for some reason, the tzibur have had a need to daven Mariv early, which is mutter, b'shas tzorich gadol, Mariv was davened on Shabbos afternoon at 7:30 with Atochen Antonu, and then a baby is born, you do the bris the following Shabbos morning, even though it's chilul Shabbos doiraisa to do a bris if it's not the correct time. Nevertheless, there's no sofik, this is the zman. the Beis Yosef quotes the Smag, who says that the koveya of the bris is irrelevant to whether you've davened Maariv or not. There's nothing to do with it. Is it today or is it not? Is it Friday or is it Shabbos? If it's Friday, the bris is Friday. If it's Shabbos, the bris is Shabbos. Davening Maariv doesn't change which day it is. Says the Taz, we see from this that it is still the previous day. It's not Asa'u Kalaila, it's still the previous day. There's no machlokes about this case of bris. And therefore, how do we understand, in general Rabbeinu Tam, but definitely the Trum Sadeshin, who says that you can't put on tefillin after davening Maariv, how is that consistent with this halacha of bris? Another question, if somebody has been mekabel on himself at mincha to start a tanis, it's not a tanis tzibur, it's a tanis that he's been mekabel on himself to start, and then he davens Maariv early, when does the tanis start? Says the Trum Sadeshin, of course the tanis only starts at nacht. Now the lashon of the Trumas HaLeshen is because it wasn't in his mind to accept it from Maariv, it wasn't his das, it wasn't his intention, he didn't intend for it to start from now. However, we know that the halacha is that a tanis that doesn't start at the beginning of the day is not a tanis. This is talking about, obviously, he's been mekabel to fast night and day. It doesn't have a shem tanis unless you start from the beginning of the day. So if it's true that asa'uhu kalaila, that he already treated it as the next day completely with reference to all mitzvahs, how can it be that he's yotzeh, his chiyuv of tanis, that he's accepted upon himself without having started from Maariv? He's davened Maariv, he's gone home, he's had his supper, and then looks outside and he sees it's nearly shkia, so he stops eating. That's two questions on the Trumas HaLeshen. First one from the case of Bris Mila, where it's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch that the day intrinsically is defined as the actual day, not based on whether you've davened Maariv or not. Some achronim answer because Bris Mila depends on the baby's day and the baby hasn't davened Maariv. But we could try and give a different answer to that. Second question, in the halachas of Tanis, that a Tanis Yochid, which one hasn't fulfilled one's chiyuv of being mekabel the Tanis, unless one starts from the beginning of the day, that, the Trumas HaLeshen says, only starts from nightfall, even if someone does Maariv early. So, I want to answer with the following very basic diuk. The lashon of the Trumas HaLeshen is, Asa'uhu kalaylo, Asa'uhu kalaylo. He's treated it as night. The Trumas HaLeshen accepts, he agrees, more than that. The Trumas HaLeshen says, why can't you put tefillin on at that point? Because it's also to wear tefillin at night. Why? If someone hasn't worn tefillin the whole day, which happens, I've been asked the Shaila before, someone is working shift work in the winter, gets home 3:30 in the afternoon, rushes to Mincha Maariv, hasn't had a chance to put on tefillin yet, he's been at work since 3 that morning, then suddenly realizes he hasn't put on tefillin. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, he's not allowed to because it's night. The Poskim disagrees, so he puts it on without a bracha, but the Trumas HaDeshen says he can't because he's treated it as night. However, the Trumas HaDeshen says that's only because it's osur to put on tefillin. Why does he need to come on to the fact that it's osur to put on tefillin? If it's the next day, it's the next day. So there's no mitzvah to put on tefillin now anyway. What for? The mitzvah of tefillin we take on, whether midiraisa or midrabanan, is only once a day. So he's missed it. There's nothing to do. So that you could answer it's because there are rishonim who disagree with the concept, and he's being choshish both ways. However, I would like to suggest that the Trumas HaDeshen does not mean that it's actually the next day, that in some way it's been defined as now Shabbos, now Thursday, because he's davened Maariv on Wednesday. Trumas HaLeshen says, Asa'u kalaylo, meaning his personal hanhoga, that he has decided to be mekayim a mitzvah that depends on it being defined as night, which he's entitled to do, means that for himself he has to treat it as the night. However, intrinsically, of course, it is still the previous day. Therefore, with reference to Bris Mila, which depends only on the day, not on the personal hanhoga of the person, it's defined by whichever day it actually is and not by Maariv, and similarly with some of these other questions. A raya to this, I found in the Sefer Avot HaGershuni, in Hilchos Avelos, quoted in Rabbi Kiwega over there. And we mentioned the Trumas HaLeshen says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if someone starts Shiva after having davened Maariv, let's say it's a Wednesday, someone davens Maariv, and then he gets a shmur, he's informed of a patira, and the levaya's already been, and he has to start Shiva. Since he's already davened Maariv, so his Shiva starts at that moment, however it's considered as having been Thursday, and he won't get up till the following Wednesday. Now what happens if someone has a shmur krova, he's informed of a patira in his family 30 days after it happened, so then he doesn't sit shiva, he only sits a little bit of avelus. He doesn't sit a whole shiva. Says the Taz, what happens if the 30th day is that Wednesday? So if it's Thursday, then he's not sitting shiva anyway. Since the halacha is that his shiva only starts on Thursday because he's davened Maariv, maybe he shouldn't have to sit shiva at all. Says the Taz, no, that can't be, because Maariv can't be, you can't use the Maariv to be makel his halachas, you can only use it to be machmir. However, says the Taz, in that case, of course, you start the shiva starts on Wednesday. Although generally, Maariv means that he's treated it like night, and therefore the shiva only starts the next day. However, here, if it only started the next day, there's no chiyuv shiva at all. because a Shmuel Krova, which is more than 30 days after the Patira, is not Mechayev a Shiva. Says the Taz, therefore, in that case, the Shiva will start only on Wednesday and he'll have one day less. Says the Avodah Zarah, no, that's not true. The Shiva starts on Thursday, and it's still considered that he was told within 30 days of the Patira, because it was within 30 days of the Patira. However, he can't start his Shiva until Thursday, because he's treated it like night. The Kvega quotes this Avodah Zarah, not clear whether the halacha we paskin like it, but the concept is mafurish in the Avodah Zarah, that although intrinsically it's still Wednesday, nevertheless, his hanhoga, he's treated it like Thursday, and therefore all of our halachic nafkaminas, even including dinim d'oraisa, according to Rabbi Natam, he's entitled to treat it like the next day and be yotze those mitzvahs. Simultaneously, it's Wednesday with reference to Wednesday's halachas, and Wednesday night, Thursday, with reference to Thursday's halachas. Both of those can happen, and it's not a contradiction. If that's correct, then Sfiris HaOmer, I think, is obvious, but it doesn't come into the question. Most mitzvahs, we're talking about Megillah, Kriya Shema, Chanukah, Seder night, which the Rishonim say is different and you can't do it. But most of the mitzvahs we're talking about, Kiddush, Havdalah, we're talking about, is it the next day or is it not? So as soon as you've treated it as the following day, that's good enough. You don't have a problem with that and you can do the mitzvah. Sfira Zoyma is different. Because Sfira is a count, Sfira is starting 1, 2, 3, count all the way up. So by counting one day, you're saying the previous day has finished. It's no longer day 45, it's now day 46. To say that it's day 46 when it's still day 45, that's not sphira, that's not counting the days. It's not enough to say that for my hanhoga, I've treated it as the following day, and I could be yotze Kiddush, and I could be yotze Kriya Shema, and I could lay Megillah b'Shas Hatzchak, etc., etc. That's not good enough for Sfira HaOmer. For Sfira HaOmer, it's not enough that it is tomorrow, it has to not be yesterday.
After the
Shkia is a Sofik, and therefore, okay. Shachnos says it's better to wait till Nacht, but because it's a Sofik Drabonon, that's good enough. But that's different, because if Shkia is always Sofik night, and if it's night, it's no longer the previous day. In our case, where we're talking about it's before Shkia, it's from Plak HaMincha, you're entitled to treat it like night for purposes of mitzvahs, but not for a mitzvah that precludes the previous day, that means the previous day is finished. And that will answer that, with that we've understood the question from Bris Mila, we've understood why the Shemusadeshan needs to come onto a different. Why the Shemusadeshan can say that needs to come onto Tefillin being because it's Asa. We understand why Tanis is different, and that everything fits very nicely. And not all of the 34 Nafkaminas necessarily, but we're not going to go into all of them. With that, we can move on to the Halachas of Shavuos. So it's well known the Shlo writes b'shem his father that Shavuos night one cannot make Kiddush until Nacht. Why can't you make Kiddush? And the Shlo does not write Maariv. The Shlo writes Kiddush. Morgan Avraham extends that and applies it to Maariv. The Shlo explicitly says that it doesn't apply to Maariv. Why would that be? So the Shlo says, because the halacha of Sfiris HaOmer is that the days have to be tmimos, it has to be complete. If you govern Maariv, if you say Kiddush early, you're saying it's Shavuos, so it's chaser from your tmimos, you don't have your tmimos, and therefore you can't yet be yotze your mitzvahs Kiddush. Kiddush of Shavuos is different from Kiddush of every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, except for Seder night. You cannot be yotze mitzvahs Kiddush early because with that you chaser the tzmimos. Now this is quite difficult to understand because Mimonav Shach. If the fact that you can make Kiddush early is like most Rishonim understand, just like you can make Maariv early, you can make Kiddush even though it's only Tosfos Yom Tov, it's nothing to do with making it the next day, then it's nothing to do with tzmimos. And if it's like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's you have made it the next day, it's Asa'uh Kalaila, it's already the next day, you can be able to all the mitzvahs of the next day already now, Havdalah, Kriya Shema, Megillah, etc., then it's not Chaser in the Tmimos. All you've done is you've made it a 23-hour day instead of a 24-hour day. That's just as Tomim as a 24-hour day. There's nothing less Tomim about a shorter day if it's truly halachically considered the end of the day. So I believe that the Pshat in the, if you look in the Loshon of the Shlo, I think this fits very nicely, I don't have it here. I believe that the Pshat in the Shlo is not that because the Sfiris HaOmer has to be Tmimois, therefore you have a problem with making Kiddush now because it's you're taking off from your days, you're finishing the Sfira early, anything like that. I believe what the Shlo means is what we've said now. The day of the Sfira, the day of day 49, this Shabbos, has not yet finished until Shkia, Nacht, night, whatever you call it. Until nightfall, it is still that day. Now, it's true that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can be Yotze Kiddush early. It is true, according to everybody, you can be Yotze Kiddush early. That's Gemara. It's true, some Rishonim learn that that's because you're allowed to make Kiddush even though it's only Tosfos Yom Tov. Kiddush is connected to the Kedushas Hayom, and even if it's not yet the next day, you can make Kiddush. Rabbeinu Tam learns that that's because it's already the next day halachically for the purposes of the Hanhoga, as we've said. Your Hanhoga is that way, and you're entitled to treat it as the next day for purposes of the mitzvah. However, it's not that it's not Tmimos in Sefiras HaOmer, it's that the din of Shavuos is not that Shavuos is on Vav Sivan. The din of Shavuos is once you've finished your 49 Tmimos of Sefiras HaOmer. Therefore, Kiddush of Shavuos, where you say that today is Shavuos, I've finished my Sefiras HaOmer, and now I've come to the Yom Matan Torah, that day is only once the previous day has finished.
It's true that... The second day
is a completely different question. This halacha doesn't apply. There's another question about davening early, which is in the... that's in the Levush, the Matthew Frame. That's a different machlokas, and different killers have different minhagim. This halacha definitely does not apply to the second day. For the same reason. Because it's based on Sefiras HaOmer, although normally second day Yom Tov has the same halacha as first day, but because here the point is based on Sefiras HaOmer, and Sefiras HaOmer we don't do on first day Shavuos. We don't say today might be day 49. Therefore, the halacha doesn't apply the second day.
Why not? Why don't we do it?
Why don't we do it? Pashtus is tied to the Sasha or only Zechel HaMikdos. There's different shittas in Rishonim why we don't. The Pshat in the Shlo is not that by saying Kiddush or by davening Maariv, according to those Achronim who say it applies even to Maariv, you've finished the previous day and you've got a problem with your Tmimos and you haven't done Sefiras HaOmer properly. The Pshat in the Shlo is that the definition of Shavuos is that the Sefira has finished, and truly the Sefira hasn't finished L'Kul Alma. According to everybody, it's still also Hey Sivan, even if you're entitled to treat it as Vav Sivan for the purpose of the Minag. Therefore, it's not a contradiction to say that you can't daven Sefiras HaOmer until Sefiras HaOmer until night, Shkia or Nacht, whichever it is, because the previous day hasn't finished, even though other mitzvahs you can do because it's already the next day, and therefore simultaneously you can do the following day's mitzvahs, Megillah, Chanukah, Bishas HaTchak, and Drabonons, but you can also do the previous day's mitzvahs, as there's a shuv of the Taz in the case of Shofar. This is where that Taz I mentioned earlier comes in. The Taz had a case, second day Rosh Hashanah was a Friday, the Shofar was only brought to town after Maariv. They'd been Kabbal Shabbos, and the Taz says, blow the Shofar. It's still Friday as well. Truman Sedeshan might disagree with that, we don't need to get into that, but you can blow the Shofar from yesterday. The Truman Sedeshan says you can't wear tefillin only because it's also to wear tefillin. But if you did wear tefillin, and like the other place can say without Rocha, you are Yotzeh the Mitzvah, it is still also Friday. Simultaneously, it's Shabbos with reference to all mitzvahs of Gonshabin Utam, but that's an additional Hanhoga on top of the definition of the day. And therefore, for Bris Mila, it's defined by the actual day, and that's irrelevant to whether you've davened Maariv or not.
But it was before
Nacht,
was the show before
Nacht? It was brought before Nacht, before Shkia, yeah.
Sure.